This goes to Dr. Reichman, R-E-I-C-H, M like Mary, A, N, N like November. Fax 989-828-6835. Regarding Joseph, middle initial D like David, Bryant, B-R-Y-A-N-T. Date of birth 9/27 of 1963. Dear Dr. Reichman, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bryant with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, gout, and chronic hematuria. His last visit was June 27th of this year. His weight is stable. His main complaints are he had bilaterally plugged ears, and they still feel quite full. He did have wax removed from the right ear, but he still has a lot of sensation of the ears feeling full, and he can't hear as well as normal. He has not yet been referred to an ear, nose, and throat specialist, but he is willing to have a referral if that complaint does not improve with the use of his Flonase nasal spray. Also, he's going to be having an EMG done in January of 2023. He does have ongoing bilateral hand numbness at night and some weakness, especially it's slightly weaker in the left than it is on the right. And he tried wrist splints, but they don't seem to help. It helps if he lays lets the shoulder hyperextend behind him in bed. That will actually stop the numbness. Also, if he goes and lays on the couch on his back, the numbness goes away. The pain tends to radiate up into his elbows bilaterally, he states. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia, no bowel changes, blood or melena, no chest pain or palpitations or dyspnea. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. No wheezing, cough, or sputum production. He has had a history of some swelling in his ankles after they've been dependent all day, but that hasn't been as bad within the last few months. And no rashes or visible blood or cloudiness in his urine. Medication list is reviewed and is unchanged from his previous visit. Physical exam, weight 222 pounds, pulse 65, oxygen saturation 98% on room air, blood pressure left arm sitting, large adult cuff is 130/80. Neck is supple, there's no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear, heart is regular, abdomen is soft without ascites, he has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 10/6 of 2022. Creatinine was slightly improved. It was 2.1 with estimated GFR of 32. Albumin 4.5, calcium is 9.3. Electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.5. Hemoglobin 15.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, with slightly improved creatinine levels, no progression, no uremic symptoms. 2, hypertension is well controlled. 3, bilateral hand numbness, waking him from sleep at night, suspect carpal tunnel syndrome, but maybe cervical radiculopathy also. Hopefully the EMG will help determine the source of the problem so it can be corrected. And he's got a sensation of plugging in both ears. I was unable to visualize the ear canals because the ear canals are very not straight, and they curve inward toward his face. There's no wax in the ear canals, no tenderness, but I only can see about half of the tympanic membrane, so I'm not sure if there's fluid or other problems. I would hope he could get a referral to have an ENT, ear, nose, and throat physician, evaluate him further. And he will continue to have lab studies for us every 3 months. He'll follow a low-salt diet, and he'll have a recheck visit in this office in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.